USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flights continue to be canceled and delayed. FlightAware saying 2,000 flights into, out of, and within the United States have been canceled or delayed. They say 800 flights have been canceled and more than 1,200 have been delayed. Winter weather and COVID-related staffing issues are disrupting air travel. The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show the time is cut from 10 days to 5 as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days.
And we generally know that most of your transmission potential happens in those 1 to 2 days before you have symptoms and those 2 to 3 days after.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
An NFL legend passes away unexpectedly on Tuesday.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Mr. Madden on ABC's Monday Night Football in 2002. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is telling jurors they should prepare to keep going possibly through New Year's weekend if they don't reach a verdict today. The jury sent a note yesterday saying they're making progress in the sex trafficking case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Obama is offering high praise for late Democratic leader Harry Reid. Obama on Tuesday tweeting a photo of a letter he wrote to the former Senate Majority Leader, which read in part, "I wouldn't have been president had it not been for your encouragement and support." Reid died Tuesday at the age of 82. One of Reid's former colleagues in the Senate, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, also remembers Reid on CNN.
Well, I tell you, he was a boxer, you know, a fighter in the ring when he was growing up. He had a caring heart, but he was a tough guy when he needed to be. And one out of every 10 Americans today have health insurance because of Obamacare and because Harry Reid, along with Nancy Pelosi, made it the law of the land. Think about that as a legacy, that you helped 10% of the people living in America have the peace of mind to know that they have affordable, quality health insurance.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. Rodgers himself missed a game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.